said, he likes ambushes. He likes some poor soul to get within a few yards of the finish before he leaps out on them. Angua sighed. Look, sir, I don't want there to be trouble. He's been killing people. Yes, sir, but my mother's just a rather ignorant snob, and my father's half gone now. He spends so much time as a wolf he hardly knows how to act human anymore. They don't live in the real world. They really think Uberwald can stay the same. There isn't a lot up here, really, but it's ours. Wolfgang's a murderous idiot who thinks that werewolves are born to rule. The trouble is, sir, he hasn't broken the law. Oh, ye gods! I bet he could find plenty of witnesses to say that he gave everyone the start the law requires. That's the rules of the game. And meddling with the dwarf's affairs? He's stolen the scone or swapped it or something. I haven't worked it all out yet, but one poor dwarf's already dead because of it. Cherry and Detritus are under arrest. Inigo is dead. Sybil's locked up somewhere, and you're saying it's all okay? Things are different here, sir, said Carrot. It wasn't until 10 years ago that they replaced trial by ordeal here with trial by lawyer, and that was only because they found that lawyers were nastier. I've got to get back to Bonk. If they've harmed Sybil, I don't care what the damn law is. Mr. Vimes, you look done in as it is, said Carrot. I'll keep going. Come on, get some of the wolves to pull the sleigh. You don't get them to, sir. You ask Gavin if they will, said Carrot. Can you explain the situation to him? I'm standing in the cold in the middle of a forest, thought Vimes a moment later, watching a quite handsome young woman growling a conversation with a wolf who is watching her. This does not often happen. Not in Ankh-Morpork, anyway. It's probably a daily occurrence up here. Eventually, 6 wolves allowed themselves to be harnessed, and Vimes was carried up the hill to the road. Stop. Sir, said Carrot. I want a weapon. There's got to be something in the tower I can use. Sir, you can use my sword, and there's the hunting spears. You know what you can do with the hunting spears. Vimes kicked the door at the base of the tower. Fresh snow had blown in, smoothing the edges of wolf and human tracks. He felt drunk. Bits of his brain were going on and off. His eyeballs felt as though they were lined with toweling. His legs seemed only vaguely under his control. Surely the signallers must have had something. Even the sacks and barrels had gone. Well, there were plenty of peasants in the hills, and winter was coming on, and the men who'd been here certainly had no further use for the food. Even Vimes wouldn't call that theft. He climbed up to the next floor. The thrifty people of the forest had been up here too, but they hadn't taken the bloodstains off the floor, or Inigo's little round hat, which inexplicably was wedged into the wooden wall. He pulled it out and saw where the thin felt on the brim had been pushed back to reveal the razor-sharp edge. An assassin's hat, he thought, and then, no, not an assassin's hat. He remembered the street fights he'd seen when he was a kid, among the hard-drinking men who thought that even bare-knuckled fighting was posh. Some of them would sew a razor blade into the brim of their cap for a bit of help in a melee. This was the hat of a man who was always looking for that extra edge. It hadn't worked here. He dropped it on the floor, and his eye caught in the gloom the box of mortars. Even that had been ransacked, but the tubes had simply been scattered across the floor. The gods alone knew what the scavengers thought they were. He put them back in their box. Inigo was right about them, at least. A weapon so inaccurate that it probably couldn't hit a barn wall from inside the barn was no good as a weapon. But other things had been scattered around too. The men who'd been living rough here had left a few personal items. Pictures had been thumbtacked to the wall. There was a diary, a pipe, someone's shaving gear. Boxes had been tipped out on the floor. "We'd better be getting on, sir," said Carrot from the ladder. They'd been killed. They'd been sent racing off into the dark with monsters at their heels, and then some blank-faced peasants who'd done nothing to help had come in here and picked over the little things they'd left behind. Damn it! Vimes growled and swept everything into a box and dragged it over to the ladder. We'll drop this lot off at the embassy, he said. I'm not leaving anything here for scavengers. Don't think about arguing with me. Wouldn't dream of it, sir. Wouldn't dream of it. Vimes paused. Carrot, that wolf and Angua... He stopped. How the hell do you continue a sentence like that? They're old friends, sir. They are? There was nothing but the usual completely open honesty anywhere in Carrot's expression. Oh, well, that's good then, Vimes finished. A minute later, they were on their way again, Angua was running as a wolf far ahead of the sleigh alongside Gavin.